Hello everybody, welcome to Miles Creative Project and you're listening to Anita Miles. My dear listeners, are you ready for another magical Christmas episode? This time I wanted to go in a slightly different way. And this idea came out when I was drafting my Christmas post for the blog, Jake Frost. Did this name sound familiar? I think yes, but actually it's hard to find the right answer about who Jake Frost is. It is a legendary character that embodies the essence of winter, often represented in Christmas movies as a spirit, a rascal elf, or even a snowman. No matter the form in which it is presented, Jake Frost is associated with snow, ice, and frost. Maybe you recall the Jake Frost of Santa Claus 3, played by Martin Short. And for me, is the perfect picture of Jake Frost. There are a lot of personifications, because the figure itself is deeply rooted in the British folklore tales that were reinterpreted in many ways that actually I don't know which one is the original one. But what I discovered and what I know is that Jake Frost is a lonely and playful spirit, a trickster that tries to be accepted somehow. Put on a secondary level because there are more captivating Christmas figures as Santa Claus. But we forget that Jake Frost gives more than just Christmas vibes to represent the beauty and mystery of winter that let us slow down, feel comfortable in our homes, and refresh our minds. However, this spirit felt to be put in the corner too much, as I said, and mostly because people do not like cold or snowstorms. Maybe you do not know, but when it snows, people sleep better, are calmer, and feel the need to rest. This Jake Frost's gift. Anyway, I tried to find books in which the character is the protagonist, and unfortunately, I did not find much, but I want to share two options. The first is Frost, written by Holly Webb, a 2018 children's novel in which Jake Frost is a magical figure who will lead a fox to return to his countryside home. The other suggestion is not a novel, but an author, William Joyce, who wrote some novels regarding Jake Frost as a legendary guardian, and maybe I will put one of his novels on my wish list for January. I should think about it. This iconic figure, which could be described as a shapeshifter, needs a bit more attention because it embodies the spirit of the season that is almost coming. Winter, in which we may feel low, but we can rest better and recharge our battery for the upcoming months. This episode was supposed to be the conclusion of the first part of season 3, but I thought that maybe I should prepare you a surprise and wish you for right now that more Christmas vibes came into your homes with a little bit of frost. XOXO Anita Miles.